It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, July 20th, 2016. It's the birthday of Italian humanist scholar and poet Francesco Petrarca, who is considered one of the great pioneers of the Renaissance and, along with Dante Alighieri, one of the fathers of the modern Italian language. He was born July 20th, 1304, at Arezzo in Tuscany. A devoted classical scholar, he reintroduced the great classical writers of antiquity to his own time, recalling, "There was a time, there was an age that was happier for poets, an age when they were held in highest honor, first in Greece and then in Italy, and especially when Caesar Augustus held imperial sway, under whom there flourished excellent poets, Virgil, Varius, Ovid, Horace, and many others." Petrarch, as he is known in English, moved to Avignon in France with his family as a child. There he studied law, as his father wanted. However, his passion was for literature, particularly that of ancient Greece and Rome. After his father's death in 1326, Petrarch left law to focus on the classics. He became a cleric, making him eligible for ecclesiastical appointments, which supported him as he pursued his interest in ancient literature. Traveling as a diplomatic envoy for the church, he was also able to search for forgotten classical texts. Throughout his lifetime, he amassed an impressive collection of such documents, which he later bequeathed to the city of Venice in exchange for a house, which provided him refuge from the plague. As Petrarch learned more about the classical period, he began to rail against the limitations of his own time. Though he felt that he lived amid varied and confusing storms, he believed that humanity could once more reach the heights of past accomplishments. The doctrine he espoused became known as humanism and formed a bridge from the Middle Ages to the Renaissance. His other great passion was writing. He wrote sonnets, letters, histories, and much more. His writing was greatly admired during his lifetime, and he was crowned Rome's Poet Laureate in 1341. He composed easily in Latin and Greek, but his vernacular poems achieved greater renown and would later help create the modern Italian language. Petrarch's best-known compositions were lyric poems about Laura, a woman he fell in unrequited love with after seeing her in a church in Avignon in 1327. Her true identity has never been verified, and he wrote about her for most of his life, even after she died during the Black Death of 1348. Like Dante's Beatrice, Laura represents an idealization of love elevated to sublime perfection. He poured out his heart to her in more than 300 sonnets, a poetic form he helped to develop and popularize. Petrarch died just before his 70th birthday at Argua, near Padua. After retiring to work in his study, he apparently passed quietly during the night, and his body was discovered the following morning. As one of the world's first great classical scholars, he unearthed vast stores of knowledge in the lost texts he discovered, helping to encourage the intellectual growth and accomplishments of the Renaissance. "Love is the crowning grace of humanity," he wrote, "the golden link that binds us to duty and truth, the redeeming principle that reconciles the heart to life and is prophetic of eternal good." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for July 20th, 2016. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.